Sounds of tubas. Tuba Christmas, to be exact. And the Tuba Christmas is back for another year at the Lorraine Palace. It is coming up on Sunday at 2 o'clock. It's a free show, and it's a fun show, and we've got two folks who can tell us all about it. Dale Hildebrand, who's the coordinator, helped to bring this to Lorraine County. Also, Joe Vondruska, who brought his tuba. Is that officially a tuba?
No, it's a euphonium.
I knew I was going to get this. More
like the baritone.
And I can... Describe that to us as far as the size, or if I was to unwind it, how much feet it is, or any of that.
I don't know about that, but it's like a small tuba that you play in your lap, but it plays the same range of music as the trombone. It's just a mellower sound than the trombone, which is a little brassier.
Now, Joe, how long have you been playing that instrument?
This instrument since the middle of college, but I started as a fourth grader playing trumpet.
So one brass instrument to another then, I guess, after
yes.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a reason you switched to this? Was it like, I need someone, the director, sometimes the orchestra leader will need somebody to take something, someone steps up, or they thought you had the lung capacity for it, or what was the...
Pretty much I went to the French horn in high school, also played marching French horn called a mellophone in college in the marching band. I did the small mouthpieces, began to get harder and harder, so I picked up the baritone, the euphonium, about my junior year in college, and have been playing that ever since.
Now, what did you do between the time graduated from college and the folks at Tuba Christmas came a-calling?
In Lorraine County, there's the Patriots Symphonic Band, and I played in with that for a number of years. Because of my work, I had to drop out of that. Now I play out at in the concert band out at Lorraine County Community College. So I always encourage the high schoolers, you spend all that time learning to play the instrument, keep it up after you're done, because regardless of where you settle, there's usually always a band or some form of organization that you could keep up and keep playing the instrument, which is why the Tuba Christmas is still in existence.
Why do you like, what is fun about Tuba Christmas for you to be a part of this with other fellow tuba players?
Well, as I'm sure Dale will tell us, it emphasizes the tuba and the euphoniums as melodic instruments and not just oompah music. I enjoy Tuba Christmas. One reason is because we attract all ages. We have sometimes 10 and 11-year-olds that are just learning, and usually they're with a parent or teacher, and all the way through up to folks that are much older than Dale and I are, retired folk, and all ages in between. A lot of high schoolers come in, mm-hmm. So it's just wonderful to see all ages sitting there and playing the music, because we usually run about 100 to 125 baritones and tubas for the event in Lorraine.
Dale, let's talk about that event again. It's coming up on Sunday at 2 o'clock, Tuba Christmas. How many players do you bring together, and when do you guys start getting ready for the current Tuba Christmas season, as it were?
Like Joe said a few minutes ago, we usually have 100 to 125 tuba players on stage. As far as when I start working on it, I always use the word quirky when I refer to it. It's a quirky event, because there's no practicing before Sunday. Everybody just shows up on Sunday and registers, and we have a two-hour rehearsal, and then we do a concert. So all I have to do is a little bit of paperwork and make sure there's enough music available for anybody. But the music, the players purchase the book of music. So if they bought it once, they've got it for good. And
you have to have enough chairs for everybody too, right? I mean,
right.
Set that up. Or are there people standing? I mean, different instruments allow you to put them in different places, and is it up to you then to kind of put everybody where they need to go, or is that sort of self-explanatory to the folks?
At the beginning, when we're just starting the rehearsal, I always tell, or I always ask the baritone players to come to the front because they have the smallest instruments, and then the concert tuba people behind them, and then the people that come, which a lot of kids that play sousaphone, they just kind of go around the back edge of the group.
How do you keep some of those from not wanting to march? It seems like a lot of those who have that, that's what they're used to. It's almost like they play and march at the same time. It's kind of a rhythm to them as well.
Yeah, it is. The point of Tuba Christmas was to celebrate the life of William Bell. And he was the person in the music world that changed the perception of the tuba from being a background instrument that played relatively simple things all the time to an instrument that could be featured as a solo instrument. And he wrote a lot of solo music for it. And because of Bill Bell, the tuba is now seen as a very lyrical instrument as well. And so the music that we play, the carols that we play at Tuba Christmas, aren't like marching music.
Right. And this started back in the early 70s. I think 73 is when it was founded, maybe the first performance in 74. So it's been going on nationwide. This is what, the 21st, did you tell me?
This is our 21st.
Your 21st year, right? In Lorain County. So sometimes people in Lorain County maybe just became aware of it. But this is happening globally sometime during this month, depending on what communities have this as well.
It's the majority of them are in the United States. There are 6 in Canada, 1 in Costa Rica, and 1 in Switzerland. And actually, the one in Switzerland is going to be on Sunday, too, just like ours.
Well, you get a choice between coming to the Lorain Palace or Switzerland, so depending on which one's closer to you, we recommend that you come to it. Now, this is a free event, right?
Or yes. Well, it's kind of, again, a quirky event. The people who perform have to pay to register to get in to play.
Okay.
But the audience comes in free. So anyone who wants to come to listen, just come on down to the Palace Sunday.
Well, we're going to have a little bit of a preview. And Joe Vondreska has been kind enough to bring his, you said that you've
Euphonium, which is a larger baritone horn, a bigger board instrument, and they both play the same music.
Okay. Appreciate you doing this so early in the morning for us. But.
Of course, the tubas are going. It's early in the morning.
I understand.
But they play in that range and even one octave below that.
Oh, those are giant valves on that thing. I'm looking at that you have on there as well. How, this instrument that you have here, how long have you had this particular one that you're performing with?
Since this horn here I've owned since 1999.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you always on the lookout for instruments? Or some people are like very, you know, passionate about the instrument themselves, either collectors or somebody who's looking for a certain one from maybe made during a certain time period as well?
I think all of us are, and we're all attuned to the history of the instrument. We used to have a gentleman come every year who brought with him a 1907 sousaphone. He had found it at a yard sale and got it for, you remember what he said, 40 or 50 bucks, yeah, or less. And here, when, you know, to the music world, when he started looking into it, the serial numbers and everything, this thing was a real gem. It was an important piece of the history of the instrument.
Wow. Yeah, you never can tell.
I have one that I do march with, too, but Dale and I also have a friend who is a real tuba collector and must have 20 or 30.
If I was looking for a serial number on a tuba or a euphonium, where would I have to go looking to find something like
that?
It's
usually somewhere around the back of the valves and with the main companies, you can usually find it online and match the serial numbers up with when the horn was made.
I was going to the Tuba Christmas site, the national at tubachristmas.com as well. They even have like a little shop where they have scarves and hats. And you've got a scarf that has buttons all over it. Just to briefly explain what you got there. It's almost like the people that collect buttons for political things or maybe events.
On the national level, they send Dale as the coordinator and all the coordinators for all the Tuba Christmases around the country, a yearly Tuba Christmas button that has the year on it. And so most everybody collects the buttons that of the Tuba Christmases that they go to. I just have put mine on there, the Tuba Christmas scarf.
Do you have a favorite button? Is there anyone that you look at and think that's one I would put in front and center for people to see?
Well, every 5 years they make the larger ones. Uh-huh. This is the one for the 25th anniversary back in 1998, and just a lot of them are. They usually try to do a different color every year. And Dale last year was our 20th, and Dale put out a 20-year. We got a 20-year button for the Lorraine Tuba Christmas.
That's been going on now at the Lorraine Palace. It's coming up on Sunday, December 18th at 2 o'clock. I see they also have bell covers that some people can put on as well. So that's they use that to
decorate. We encourage all the players to decorate their instruments for Christmas, and we get some real creative things. A lot of people. There's one guy that comes every year and wraps lights around his tuba and then finds a plug and plugs him in. I don't think I would feel real comfortable doing that.
The electric tuba, I guess, is the closest you can get to something.
Boy,
like
if that ever shorted. But anyway, we had a guy that came for several years. I haven't seen him the last couple of years, but he had a toy train around the top of his tuba. I'm still not sure how he did that, but it was pretty cool to look at.
Tuba players are probably, there's probably some engineers amongst those tuba players.
Actually, several people usually put lights on their tubas. A lot of them are very simple, and they'll usually have them drop the house lights, and everybody can see the ones that are decorated on the stage.
Most of us use the battery-powered ones. Uh-huh. He was the only guy that ever plugged in.
Yeah, well, he's on stage. There's usually a plug somewhere there for the props or whatever that they need. But again, Tuba Christmas coming up Sunday, December 18th at 2 o'clock. It's a free event at the Lorraine Palace. Our guest today, D.L. Hildebrand, also Joe Vondreska. Thanks for performing a bit. Yes?
If there's players who've never done this before, it's 10 o'clock for the
10 to 11 is registration.
And rehearsal. And then the concert is at 2.
Sounds great. Again, call out to all tuba players. If you've never been a part of this, a lot of folks will be there. Again, Sunday, December 18th, 2 o'clock at the Lorraine Palace.